Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Bum's Rush by G.M. Ford, performed by Patrick Lawler. To Arnold J. Abrams, the friend of a lifetime, to rock and roll hearts on the long and winding road. Go softly, my friend. 1. In the low darkness of the alley, the sole delineation of blood from blackness was a certain vibration of line where the animal movement ended and the uneven bricks began. Ahead in the gloom, a succession of shoulders moved as a single beast, ears hot and full of blood, lips mumbling encouragement to some bizarre ballet being danced down on the rough gray stones. George lifted a stiff hand to my elbow as we closed the distance. 20 years on the streets had filed his instincts smooth. He knew. This was trouble. Without willing it so, I found myself stopped. George's hand fell to his side. Harold wedged himself tight between my right shoulder and the wall. Inside the circle of men, white smoke from a trash fire rose up the west wall, adding further insult to the overhead ocean of airborne waste that had been hanging low over the city for the better part of 2 weeks. An inversion, they called it.
"That's it! Get her!"
A slurred voice rolled along the alley, oddly amplifying the silence left in its wake. I could hear it now, under the shoe noise and the grunting. First the sporadic ticking of the fire, then, down at the bottom, a continuous rhythmic keening, at times almost a whistle, rising insistently from the ground. I willed my legs forward, but apparently they had other plans. Before I could get a grip, Norman shouldered me aside and strode out ahead. Arriving at the circle of men, he reached in and separated the nearest pair with enough force to create a staggering chain reaction around the entire circle. On his left, the force ricocheted the heads of 2 loose-necked drunks. A bottle shattered on the pavement. An emaciated guy of about 30, his blue watch cap dislodged and rolling at his feet, stumbled to one knee, clutching his ear. On the right, the old guy in the tweed overcoat was squeezed, seed-like, out into the center of the circle, where he stood blinking and chewing his gums, waiting for his numbed nerves to give him some sort of hint as to what in hell had just happened. I followed Norman through the breach.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?